with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, I guess that means that we're back. Yes, indeed. Happy to have all of you with us back for another hour of the best in money information, the best advice money can buy. Oh, man. What's more, of course, it's all free. So what does that tell you? It is the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back with me once again this hour from Lucia Capital Group. We're talking about your money. We're talking financial strategies with you as we do every day at this time. Lots in store for you this hour, including, as a matter of fact, a continuation of a discussion from last hour. And I don't want to leave anything out because oftentimes we do when we take a lot of phone calls on this program. But we're going to be talking a little bit more about this pension versus lump sum. Now, last hour, we talked about when you should decide. If you have a pension option and they give you the option of taking the lump sum all up front or taking some kind of an annuity payment. All right, well, we kind of decided here's how you might be able to think about taking that. But if you decide to take the annuity payment, if you say, I want monthly payments, what form should that take? And I don't mean money. I'm talking about should you take it survivor option? Do you have life only? If you take a survivor option, do they get half of what you're getting? Do they get 75% or something less than that? So we're going to talk about that, how to decide that. And there could be a way for you to take both the higher life only option and provide for your spouse. That has to do with pension maximization. We'll talk about that. Now, we'll talk about anything that's on your mind, whatever money issue you might have. Now, if you need to get in touch with the Brain Trust immediately, we got some lines open for you right now. In fact, I just looked, they're all open for you. Every line is open. 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also send us your email questions. We got to a couple of those last hour, and we'll do it again this hour. It's pretty easy to send us emails. Go to wealthed.com and click on the Find Your Answer link. We are all about wealth education on this program. It's what we live for. For whatever reason, we enjoy it. So you want to be sure to check out all of our financial resources at wealthed.com. You can also contact the Brain Trust off the air right there as well at WealthEd. Everyone's situation is different, been telling you that for a long time. And with WealthEd, you've got the opportunity to meet with a Brain Trust advisor and go over your unique situation. You should know what your options are. We'll talk about options this hour. Trust the Brain Trust network of advisors available to you through a single point of contact, your own advisor. You call Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. And we do thank them at Lucia Capital Group for bringing you and all of us this hour of the program, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, lines open now. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. We had a really busy day on the phones yesterday, so we kind of have to put whatever topic we had discussed yesterday off to the side. So I wanted to finish up this topic, if I can, at least in this segment, Professor Plum. Last hour, as I said, we talked about when, if you have a pension, do you take the lump sum? Do you take the annuity payments? And there's some math involved in that. If you decide that the monthly check works better for you.
I'm actually going to flip it around because you need to decide which option that you should be looking at first, whether you're taking a life only, a joint and survivor, a joint and 50%, or one of the options. Because to compare that to the lump sum, you need to know what the payout is. It's not fair to pay out to compare the single life only option to the lump sum if that was never going to be the option in the first place.
Good point.
Or vice versa. It's not fair to do the lower joint and survivor 100% option compared to the lump sum if that's not what you're going to take in the first place. So the first thing you have to do when deciding about a pension, if you're married, is figure out which option makes the most sense for you from a payout option. Life only. Obviously, if you're single, it's pretty straightforward. Life only probably works the best, unless you can potentially, and some of them now let you potentially insure the payment continuing to kids or other heirs. But most of the time, we're dealing with married individuals, and we're trying to leave a ongoing income for a spouse. Well, the first question you have to ask yourself is, does that spouse need the income? And if the spouse needs it, what is the likelihood that that spouse will actually receive this income? We've seen many cases where we have a disparity of age of 8-10 years or more, and the younger spouse has the option to provide a pension if they die too soon for their older spouse. And in many cases, they will say, the odds are just too small. You know, a lady 60, a husband 70, and maybe they already know that the husband has some health issues. It's an unlikely occurrence, and so they are willing, and this is something they have to decide on their own, to take the life-only option. But it makes a lot more sense if we can look at it and say, heaven forbid that the wife, this younger wife in this case, does die. Can the spouse, the older spouse, the one that does not receive the pension, can they afford to continue their life even without this income? A lot of times people have done a good job saving, and even without the pension continuing for the surviving spouse has plenty of income either through rentals, Social Security, their own pension, or a large enough investment portfolio that while it would be nice to have the continuing income, the odds are that they won't get it. But even if they do, you know, survive their spouse, they'll be okay. They don't necessarily need it. So what they do is they take the younger spouse then takes the higher life-only option. But you have to go through some planning to understand how this is going to work for you. So you have to look at what are the odds? Do we need it? Many times the smaller pensioner will take the life-only option because the loss of the pension for the surviving spouse is not a big loss. And they're looking at the joint life and they're saying, both of us are probably going to live a long time. It'd be nice to have the higher income while we're both alive.
So what you're saying, the one with the, if you have two people with a pension, you're saying the one with the smaller pension,
right,
is the one that's going to take, generally going to take
the life-only option.
The life-only option. But right. Explain again why.
Because if that person dies too soon and leaves the surviving spouse without an ongoing pension, the smaller the pension is, the more likely you're going to, you know, take the other, because it doesn't affect the survivor as much.
Okay.
They're not giving up as much, or they have other areas that they can do. They can live with other monies. I mean, it's all a matter of taking a look at and doing some planning. And we always plan on worst case scenarios.
Right.
What if the person dies right after they make the irrevocable decision to take a life only or the other?
And that gets cut off. So we're going to talk some more about this. I have some folks that want to ask about this, so we're going to go to the phone lines now. 877-PLANNER. We have a couple of people on hold that do have some good questions. So we're going to start with Tony somewhere in Southern California. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, pretty good show you got here. Let me tell you my situation about. Anyway, I got laid off from GM, and when they had the pension, my pension was about $328, or you could take the lump sum, which was like $125. So I decided to take the lump sum, and I took the lump sum and I just put it in Scottrade.
Okay.
And I'm just hopefully work that money, and then I took the other pension I had for 5 years. And years gone by already, so I'm getting like $4,800 on the other pension, but it's only for 5 years.
Right. How old are you?
How old are you, Tony?
57.
57 years old, and now you've got to do something with these monies, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's and then I still have a 401k, which is $165,000 in there right now.
And are you?
And I.
Were you able to find another job?
I don't really want to get another job.
Okay. So you're going to stop receiving this pension, and you're going to need to pick up some income from some source. The problem is you've got a 401k that you left many years ago. You've got an IRA. You're not 59 and a half, and you really can't access this money for a while without a structured payment. And that structured payment will not be equal to what you were receiving before, and you're too young for Social Security. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's why I took it for 5 years, because it came out to like 350, but if I were to take it for life, it was like 1,000. So I figured I'm better off taking the 350, you know, okay, for 5 years.
But it's, when does the 5 years end?
When I'm 62.
Okay, so then that money goes away and you pick up your Social Security at that time, so you've got a couple more years to deal with this. So when it goes away, the Social Security is potentially available, which will be X amount of dollars, plus you've got the 125 from the one lump sum you took, the 165 from the pension, so you've got almost $300,000 sitting there that will grow for the next several years that you can use to then help supplement the Social Security to try to keep the income the same as it is today. Is that what you need to do? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, correct.
So now you just, go ahead.
So here's my dilemma. So on the 401k, I have a loan against it. I got about $32,000. So I'm burning about $1,000 a month paying that loan back.
Right.
And, you know, that's,
so that factors into it too. Hey, listen, I tell you what, Tony, I have to take a break here for just a second. So if you can hang on, I know you're on a cell phone. So if you can hang on just a couple of minutes here, I'm going to have Professor Plum go over some of the numbers here for you and see if we can help you figure this out on the other side of the break. I like Tony. You know, I like the idea. He says, I don't think I want another job.
And the 125 was a lot better. 125,000 lump sum was a lot better than 328 a month.
Yeah, so hang on a second, Tony. We're going to talk to you more about this if you can. And if not, we'll still discuss it. 877-PLANNER. We got some lines open. 877-PLANNER. Talking to you more about your money when we come back right here on Bucket Strategy Investing.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Talking to you about your money, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Got a lot of phone calls to get to, and a lot more emails, etc., and plenty of stuff to talk about. We have been talking for a little while here about pensions, lump sums, and how do you determine what to take and what type should that annuity form, what form should that annuity take, all that stuff. 877-PLANNER. Get on board because we still have a couple of lines open. 877-PLANNER. Now, we're talking with Tony here somewhere in California, and Tony had a couple of different pensions, Professor Plum. He had a $125,000 lump sum.
The choice of $125,000 right? lump sum or like $328, $330 a month.
So the $125.
He chose the $125.
Good choice, Tony. Now, we got this other one here, Professor Plum.
Now, Tony, you had a different pension, and you decided to take it as a five-year payout. And what was that number that you're receiving on that? Tony?
Yeah.
How much are you receiving on the payment right now for that five-year payment?
$4,800.
Okay, but right now you're repaying a loan to your 401k from your foreign employer at $1,000.
Yeah. The 401k is another $1,000, so roughly $3,800 in my pocket.
Right. Right. So you're living on $3,800, realizing. And so the question is, what do we do about this 401k loan, if anything? And you could do one of two things. You could roll the 401k over to an IRA, and the loan would be considered a taxable distribution. Not sure that you want to do that. Or you just keep paying it the way you're doing it. You live off the $3,800. Then when you get to 62 and this pension stops, you're kind of used to $3,800. Now, the problem is, what is your Social Security going to be at 62? Do you know what that number is?
It's going to be around 13-something, but this is what I was thinking. If I can prolong it, you know, each year you get an 8% increase, right?
Roughly, yes.
So the thing, what I'm trying to do is prolong it for as long as I can. But, you know, with looking at these numbers and that, I was like, you know, stock market is it's been brutal the last year and a half.
Last year, yes, especially.
Yeah. So something that I might throw out there to your listeners, though, there was a stock. It's called STP, Student Transportation Busing.
Yes.
Have you heard of it?
No, and we don't do individual stocks on this.
We don't really talk about that. Let's stay on point here.
And I don't want anybody to think that we have any inside knowledge of that going up or down.
Right. So, okay. So, Professor Plum, on this particular...
The problem you're going to have, Tony, is when you get out to 62 and you try to take $3,800 a month out of your current portfolio, you're going to be depleting that portfolio fairly quickly. And, yes, the Social Security does go up. And if from 13... If you can wait 8 years, it'll go up nicely, probably to about, you know what, almost $3,000 a month. But you're still going to be short, and you're not going to have much money left over at that point either. So $3,800 is going to be a tough row to hoe here in the next 5 years from now.
So, okay. Well, we
lost him. His phone dropped off. If he's got longevity, the goal would be to potentially postpone taking some Social Security. And look at what we can do with that. But he's only got the $290,000 from his 401k. Now, the 401k will be larger because he's paying back $1,000 a month. The 165 is the current value, but that's also after the $30,000 loan, so it's really like 195. So now he just needs to sit down and start penciling things out. What does he want to do, and where does he want to take the cut? He's either going to have to cut back a little bit at 62, or he's going to have to cut back more maybe when he's 70 or 75. Which would he want? What does he want to do? Let's just put down and, you know, map it out and see what happens. But he needs to invest those two lump sums, the 401k and the IRA, to be ready to either pay out $3,500 a month starting in 5 years, which means you can't be total stock market bound, because there have been five-year periods of time where the stock market's down.
And the reason you can't, the reason you can't is because you're also going to be taking money out of that.
In 5 years.
Yes.
And what happens if the next 5 years look reasonable, or they go along like we've been having, but then at the end of the fourth year, the market craters just before he needs to start taking money out? Where is he going to get the money to live?
Right.
So he can't be 100% stock market. He's too close to needing the money to do that. But he also needs return, because he needs to grow this portfolio. So he's got to work. And for him, it actually may make more sense to take the Social Security at 62. We have to look at some other factors. But he does. Now is the time to do some planning on this.
Yeah,
now, we mentioned earlier that taking the lump sum on the 125 was the better option.
Yes.
And whether or not the five-year payout or lifetime payout was the better option than the other, it doesn't matter. It's already done. Let's look at what is going on and try to find a way to make everything work for him going forward.
877-PLANNER. We got a couple of lines open. 877-752-6637. Give us a call. We'll talk to you about whatever money issue is on your mind. And just speaking again of these particular options, if you decide that you need to, you don't want to do with the lump sum. You started to talk a little bit ago, Professor Plum, about some of the options that are available to you if you decide to take the annuity payment. You can take joint and survivor. You can take where your spouse continues to get what you're receiving. I guess 100% in some cases, right?
You can, yeah. But remember, any time, now, unlike Social Security, where if a spouse takes a survivor benefit from you or a spousal benefit, it has no effect on the benefit you're actually receiving during your lifetime. With a pension, survivor options do affect what you're going to receive. So let's say I had earned a pension of $3,000 a month, life only, but I want to leave some amount of money for my spouse. Well, any amount of money I leave for my spouse is going to reduce what I'm going to receive during my lifetime, because they have to basically insure that payment. How much is it going to be reduced? Well, that depends on the age of my spouse and the amount of money that I want to leave for that individual.
Sure.
The younger the spouse, the more I want to leave for them, the bigger the reduction in my pension that I'm going to have to deal with. Why? Because there's a high likelihood that the company, the pension, the actuaries are going to have to figure out how to pay out a continuing income stream to somebody after my normal life expectancy. The older the spouse and the less the amount of money I want to leave for them means that they're on the hook for a lot less. Even if I do pass away too soon, the spouse being a lot older than me means that it's not going to be the survivor benefit may not be paid out for that long. So it's all a give and take when it comes to pensions. So if I want to provide something for my spouse, you can look at it where my benefit's going down and her benefit's going up until they equal each other. And then we get a 50%, 100% joint survivor. So there's a give and take in everything we're doing. Does it make sense? Well, that depends on you. Now, one of the things you can do, and it's generally not very affordable when you retire, but if you are doing some planning and you know you're going to be faced with this issue, you know you work for a company that has a pension, you know you have a spouse, you want to be able to provide something for them because you don't have billions of dollars in the bank to make up for it on its own. So what you can potentially do is while you are still working, and generally the last 10 years or so of your employment is the highest discretionary cash availability to you. In many respects, the kids are out of the house. Maybe they're not. That's up to you. Maybe college is done, some other things. You're now working, and you've got your mortgage is under control, hopefully. While you're about 5 to 10 years ahead of retirement, you buy a life insurance policy that will guarantee a specific amount of money for the spouse. And then that allows you to have the flexibility when you do retire to take the life-only option. And if you do it right, that premium that you're paying for the life insurance is potentially less than the premium you're paying for the survivor benefit. Yeah, I said premium.
That's exactly what it is.
You're taking a lower income to provide for something at the end of your life.
Right. So if you get if your life-only is, say, I call it $4,000 a month, and the joint and survivor is, $3,500 a month. month, and I don't know what it would be, that $500 is a premium going toward a life insurance policy. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. 877-PLANNER, emails wealthed.com. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Talking to you about your money, planning, all that kind of stuff. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We got some room on the phones right now, so if you want to give us a call, talk to us about whatever issue you have. Now, we've been talking about pensions and lump sums and annuities and all that kind of thing for the last, I don't know, hour, hour and a half, something like that, among other things. So if you have questions on that, fine, give us a call. If not, if you have another issue you need solved right now, resolved right now, you call the Brain Trust and talk to us about that. 877-752-6637. Some emails coming up as well in just a couple of moments. You get those to us at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. But again, 877-PLANNER, our number. So right before the break, Professor Plum, you talked a little bit about, here's the deal. You can take as a pension option an annuity payment. You can say, I only want it to be for my life. And so they will say, okay, well,
that'll be X amount of dollars.
It'll be X amount of dollars. You say, well, you know something? Actually, I would like it to be, I would like, if I happen to die before my wife, I would like to have her get something. All right,
okay.
Some form of payment. And they'll say, okay, well, we can't give you your, call it the full amount. Right, we'll call it $3,000 a month, let's say. But because, you know, your wife is, somebody's going to live longer.
But we'll give you $2,500 a month.
Right.
For as long as either one of you live.
Right, so if you go, we'll keep paying your wife $2,500 a month for as long as she will live.
These numbers aren't exact. They're made up for this illustration.
Thank you, yes, it's just illustrating. So now I say, okay, well, I'm taking a $500 a month cut.
Right.
So I think, well, wait a minute now.
What are you doing? You are paying $500 a month to ensure that $2,500 a month continues for your wife's life after you're gone.
In our example.
But the problem is, you don't know how long that's going to be. You don't know when that's going to be. You also don't know if that's going to be. Because unfortunately, in most cases, it is an irrevocable decision. And if your wife dies before you, your spouse dies before you, you're still stuck with the $2,500. Even though you're paying $500, you're basically taking less, you know, $500 less a month.
Exactly.
For nothing at that point. And so what some people will choose to do is try to use that $500 or something around that number and take the $3,000 a month, spend $500 a month or so to buy a life insurance policy that will be large enough to provide $2,500 a month for the rest of your spouse's life. Now, the advantages there are that if your spouse dies before you, you can cancel the policy, stop the $500, and maybe even have some cash value to yourself. If you're both killed together in a car crash, there's something left over for your heirs. And if you die before your spouse, they're taken care of. The disadvantage is that discount you took in your pension isn't a taxable issue. That money that I am not receiving from my pension, I don't have to pay taxes on that. But if I take the $3,000 and I make a $500 a month insurance premium, well, then that $500 a month was a taxable issue. And so we have to look at an after-tax premium cost in that area. Now, some people just can't get life insurance. They're not healthy. So that is not an option for them, obviously. Or it's too expensive, whatever the case may be. That's why the longer you wait to do this, the less likely you're going to be able to do it. Because the longer that we wait, the older we get. The older we get, the less healthy we may be. And so it's better to do this at an earlier age. Now, I don't mean 25 necessarily, but 50, 55, that would be a good time to start looking. If you have a pension, that's a good time to start looking at these pension max types of situations. And be able to work it. Now, it helps you also that if you buy it at an earlier age, it's less expensive, and that discount or the cost of the premium may be a lot less than the discount on the pension when you actually get out that way. The other advantage of this, if you set it up in advance, is heaven forbid you find out you're not healthy when you get ready to retire. Well, you have the insurance, and you can still take the survivor benefit. And so your spouse can be much better off than you had anticipated to begin with if you're not healthy.
Now, on these insurance policies we're talking about to help cover the shortfall, if you went out and just took the higher option, higher payment, used some of that money that you didn't let the pension company keep, and you bought an insurance policy. We're talking about a permanent life insurance policy, some kind of cash value policy, right?
In almost every case, we're talking about a permanent policy. There are some rare exceptions where a term policy could work, where you're married to somebody and you need to provide for a term of years, but we know that this individual is going to inherit money when their parents die, whether it's, you know, half of what you expect, you know there's going to be money there. And so once the parents die, you know your spouse will be taken care of. So you're just worried about if you die too soon before her parents or his parents die. So that's a stopgap, and that means that you could potentially get away with a term policy. But most of the time we're dealing with, we need this policy to be in force on our life or our spouse's life for as long as they live, regardless of how long they live. That's not a term policy. Term policies are perfect for a specific term. But at some point, they are going to get too expensive to maintain. If I buy a 20-year term policy, at the end of 20 years, if I'm not dead, that 21st premium is going to jump a lot. A very large jump.
600-700%.
Or more.
Or more.
It's just incredible. And how old you are at that time. If your 20 years is up at age 70, that jump is astronomical. Now, if your 20 years is up when you're 40, you bought it at 20 and your 20 years is up at 40, not that big of a deal because it's unlikely that you're going to die at 41, 42, 43. But once we get up into our 70s, the insurance companies know that the only people that are going to keep that 20-year term or that term policy after the 20th year at age 70 are people that cannot show insurability and get another policy. Remember, if I can show insurability, I can get a pretty good policy. I can get a reasonable price, more expensive than it was at 50, but a lot less expensive than somebody who has not shown that they're insurable for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. So that's why they jack the price up, whether it's 10, 15, 20 years. So the permanent policy is going to be a little more expensive. Generally, I like using what's known as a guaranteed UL policy for these types of issues, which is kind of like a long-term term policy. It will be more expensive than a term policy because it is going to ensure that the premium stays guaranteed level until I die, all the way up to even age 120 if I want to take it out that far. So, and because it's very likely that I'm going to pass away between now and 120, the insurance company knows that they're going to pay out a death benefit. Whereas if they issue a term policy to a 30-year-old, the odds are that person's not going to die in a 20-year time horizon. And so they don't have to carry as much reserves for it because they know most of those policies are going to lapse. So it's all a matter of pricing for the insurance company, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
The worst thing to do is buy a term policy for this need and live about a year longer than the term, because then your pension stops because you took the life-only pension
and
you stopped and there was no insurance to provide for the spouse. That's a problem.
Yeah, which is why generally we recommend that...
You're doing a permanent type policy.
Correct, which obviously requires a little bit more in the premium category, or at least requires you to fund it a little bit more than perhaps a term policy. It's a little more expensive than a term policy.
Now, I was speaking with somebody the other day who's a little bit on the younger side of things, and they're going to do a max funded policy, and they will be able to use that policy to provide for survivor needs if they need to, but they're also looking to hopefully have some money in case the owner of the policy lives. But they're young enough that they can make use of it, and they'll have that insurance available and the flexibility available when they ultimately retire to do lots of different things, because they're doing it at a very early age. But they're in that category that high wage earner, high income tax, have already maxed out all the savings that they can do in the other areas that are pre-tax and tax deferred, and they can commit to paying a reasonable premium for the next 15, 20 years. They are a candidate, and they're 34 years old. They're a candidate for a max funded permanent policy.
Max funded meaning you're taking it up to the
modified endowment limit.
The MEC limits, which allow it to ultimately wind up being the lowest cost of the
internal
insurance.
Cost.
Yes.
Yeah. But not the best insurance for pure death protection.
No. But then at that point, you're buying it for something else.
He's hoping he lives.
Right.
He's hoping he lives till 85, 90.
And that's it's an odd thing. You know, it's almost the opposite of why you would normally buy a life insurance policy.
Most people buy life insurance for the death protection. And when you do that, you want to buy the least expensive type.
Right. Exactly. But in this case,
that's
the opposite.
Policy,
yeah.
You still want inexpensive, but you want to pour in as much cash value as possible.
All right. So to sum this up.
It's all about planning.
It is. It's all about planning. And you got to run some of the numbers. But to sum this up, if you would like to continue to take the higher monthly life only pension amount. It's a can be a good idea in many cases to ensure that with a permanent policy, so that if for some reason when you're gone, the payments don't stop, which is similar to taking the lower amount and allowing your spouse to continue to receive a pension, just a question of what is cheaper.
You can also tailor it to the amount that you need to provide. Maybe they don't need the full 100%, but they need more than the 50%. You can tailor it. Maybe they don't need even the 50%, but they need something. You can tailor it because you can look at how much you need to provide. So it's very flexible, but you have to be healthy. Yeah, I mean, that's the key.
Yeah, and that's
so
the problem.
Doing it early is the better deal.
When people get out into their early 60s and they think, boy, maybe I can try this, but they find out that,
generally by
they're
the time they do that, it's as expensive or more expensive than the survivor options.
Right, and so you're kind of left with virtually no options other than to take what they're offering you at that point. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got some trivia coming up. We've got some more of your emails to get to and some lines open right now. If you got a money question, give us a call. We got one more segment left in the hour, so get your calls in right now. 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business?
Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Having some fun talking to you about your money and strategy and all that. Some great strategy sessions today, if we do say so ourselves, or at least I'm saying so. And coming up on this program tomorrow, we've got even more than that. Professor Plum, get your thinking cap on tomorrow. Get your study books out, get your notebooks out, because we're going to be talking about something called Social Security. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, but it's not going to be there.
No, of course not. No, we're kidding. Of course it's going to be there. But coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Social Security, spousal benefits in particular. And this is, once again, we're talking about it because we've gotten a lot of questions on whether or not spousal benefits, what has changed since this, you know, quote-unquote deadline that we had, I don't know, a little while ago. Has anything changed? Have spousal benefits changed? In fact, how are they calculated? What is a spousal benefit? So all these questions need to be answered, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow on this program. So if you have questions on that, you can get on board tomorrow right here in the first hour. 877-PLANNER is our number. If you have questions right now, 877-PLANNER. We got time for trivia, finally, today. And this comes from, speaking of Social Security, this comes from the Employee Benefit Retirement Institute, EBRI, which is one of the few organizations that I trust as far as surveys go, because they really do, like, kind of like Gallup, they cover a whole lot of people. So this one goes like this. Just 35% of active workers today are very or somewhat confident that in the future, Social Security will provide to them retirement benefits at least equal to the retirement benefits that are being received by current retirees. In other words,
I could take that a couple ways. Are we going to receive a benefit based on the same formula as the one in place today? Or are we going to receive a benefit that is the same dollar amount or better than retirees are receiving today?
That's one way to look at it.
I think it's no on the first one, yes on the second one.
Now, see, they say active workers. This includes anybody who's 21 or 61. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you're 61...
They're not going to change.
If you're in your 50s, they've already done what they're going to do to you. They've done it to Plum and me, and they've done it to anyone else in their 50s. I don't think. There's no way they're going to change anyone in their 60s. Their benefits. There's no way. That is not going to happen. I will say that now there isn't any way they're going to touch anyone's benefit who is in their 50s. 40s, I don't think so either. But don't hold me to that. And it's anyone's game as far as those who are in their 20s and 30s. But again, you're 40 years away. Anything could happen between now and
so
then.
So if you look at it that way, if you're looking 20 to 60-ish, about a third of the people are in their, 40s or late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
About a third are in their late 30s, 40s, and a third are under that.
Yes.
So you would expect the people closer to retirement to say, sure, they're not going to change it on me. Or you expect the majority of those people, 65% of them, to say, yeah, they're going to change it, and they're probably right.
Yeah, and I don't get, I mean, 35% or someone are very confident that the benefits will provide.
That's the 35% of the workers from age 50 to 65.
It could be, and I suppose if you want to look at it, there are a whole bunch of different ways to look at this. I see this as nothing more than political scare tactics.
But I do believe that they're going to change the formula. Yeah, I mean, and when I say change the formula, just changing the full retirement age again is a change in the formula for some people.
And it's a benefit cut.
It's a benefit cut because you don't get your full benefit until later age. So I think people that are in their 20s and 30s have the risk of that happening. There are things that they could do that will affect the benefit. I still think it'll be the same dollar amount or larger because of cost of living allowances, so we're going to look at it that way. But yeah, you're going to get a little bit less. I mean, we are, like John said, all of us probably that are listening to the show right now, anybody that doesn't have an age 65, full retirement age, which is means anybody born after 1938, it had some form of change to their formula already.
And yet we take this lying down. We don't care. We passively just sit back and say, well,
what can we
have to save the system, a system that doesn't need saving and is not in any way, shape, or form in trouble, yet somehow it has to be saved because somehow the government can run out of money. We don't know how. Nobody's ever shown how, but I guess it's possible. All right, let's move along. That's enough.
But the trust fund, John.
Yeah, the trust fund.
It's there. It's an accounting ledger. That's all it is.
It's just a number in a book.
Doesn't matter.
And if it goes negative, so it goes negative. Who cares? It doesn't matter. All right, let's see. We have a bunch of Social Security emails. I think I'm going to save some of these because we will be talking about those tomorrow. So let me find one that's not quite Social Security. Boy, there's a lot of interest in this. There is a whole lot of interest in Social Security. Let me see if I can find one. okay, well, here's one. This actually came in, I think, fairly recently. By that, I mean within the last couple hours. Robert in Plano, Texas. I'm currently a single dad with a special needs child. I'm going to set up a special needs trust soon. My question for you is, do I need a cash value insurance policy for the trust, or will my term policy do? Thanks.
Well, it depends on what's going on in your life. A lot of people use term policies while they're building up a portfolio, and then once they have a large enough portfolio, they don't need the insurance anymore because if they died at that point, there's enough money to go into the trust for the kids. But if you want to make sure that no matter what happens through the rest of your life, whether it's today or at age 100, if you're still passing away at that time, and even if you've spent every other dime in the portfolio, that the special needs trust does get some money, then you want a long-term policy. Now, whether you do a permanent cash value policy that builds really big cash, or whether you use a guaranteed universal life that guarantees the premium to age 120 or whatever the age you want to specify, that becomes a different issue. But a lot of people will just use a term policy until such time as they've built up enough cash, capital, and other assets, so that if they die, there's plenty of assets to support that special needs trust. And unfortunately, it's going to sound a little on the morbid side, but we have to look at the special needs child. What is the life expectancy of that child? What is the longevity? Some special needs issues don't have much of, don't have any impact on the life expectancy. They still expect to live a very long life.
But many do.
But unfortunately, some special needs do have limited life expectancies, and it's likely that you may outlive them. And so in that case, a term policy may make more sense, whereas if they're likely to outlive you, maybe the permanent policy makes more sense. But it also depends on what other assets you have and whether, if you're working in a government job, you don't have a lot of assets saved, but you know you're going to have a nice pension. Unfortunately, the pension goes away when you do, so you don't expect to be able to leave a large legacy behind, more likely using a permanent policy. So it depends on you and how we want to structure your life to make sure that there's something left over for your special needs daughter.
Right, but there are ways to do it, and it all comes down to planning, of course. So, Robert, I hope that helps you out. If you need the Brain Trust, we're out of time, but if you need the Brain Trust at any time, you can give them a call at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making
making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.